There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. Expedition Roasters is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney and pop culture themed coffees. So why not brew some magic at your home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen-free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at expeditionroasters.com. And Disney Nerds podcast listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code DISNERD20. Brew your happy place. That's expeditionroasters.com.
This is Jeffrey Sherman, and you're listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 238 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're actually going to take an idea we came up with when we did that news show a couple weeks ago. We were talking about some of the new movie releases, and you know what? There's a ton of them out there, and we haven't talked about this in a while, so what we're going to do tonight is review some of the releases that are going to be coming up over the next couple of years, and maybe even into the next decade. So, before we start, let me introduce who we have tonight with us. This is actually going to be a great show, because it's the Southern Bells and the Yankees show this week. So, let me introduce first off Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte, how's it going?
It's going great, Ed. I'm so glad to be here with you. I have missed you so much.
Yeah, it's been a little bit, hasn't it?
It has.
So good to have you back on the show tonight.
Thank you.
And it's a great topic. I know you're all over the movies, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, very cool. We also have Morgan with us. Hey, Morgan, how's it going?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Morgan.
Yeah, we're doing great.
It's so good to finally do a show with Charlotte.
I know. I'm so excited because Morgan and I sometimes, I feel like she's like my little sister when I look at her Instagram posts and see her pictures. I feel such a connection with her because she's a photographer. And so a lot of times I don't even get a chance to talk to her, but I feel connected to her because I'm looking at her pictures. So I'm so excited to be on with you tonight, Morgan.
And we get to talk movies. I'm so excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And before we get to the movies, we really like to get emails from people. And this week we heard from Chris Nemec. Now, Chris is from Connecticut, and he's a big Disney fan. Now, him and his family are going to Disneyland Paris as they have a daughter that's going to be going to college over in Europe for a semester, kind of just like we did. So his question to us was, and he's actually staying at the Sequoia Lodge too. So that was pretty cool because that's where we stayed. His question, he wanted to know, at staying at the Sequoia Lodge, is it better to take the bus to the parks or is it better to walk over to the parks? I tell you what, that's pretty an easy answer for me at least. And if you want, you can also listen to our Disneyland Paris show that I did with the kids because we kind of talked about this on that show too. Definitely walking. The way it's set up and where the Sequoia Lodge is, you can walk out the back of the lodge and basically go around that little lake they have there by Disney Village and walk through Disney Village. What's cool about walking is that it probably takes less time than you getting on the bus, going to the next resort, and then going to the parking lot where they dump you off, and then walking into the park. Also, you don't go through the main security gate. So you're not going through the gate with everybody off the bus in the parking lot. You're going through your own private three-hotel security gate at the other side of Disney Village. So the security time is a lot less, too. So there you go, Chris. I hope you have a great time. And I think you said in the email you're going to be going sometime at the end of the summer. So
take me with you.
Yeah, you're going to love it because it's going to be so much better weather-wise. That was probably the only downer I had was that it was just a little chilly and a lot rainy. But have a great time. Best of luck for you. And thanks for sending an email to us. We're going to send you out a swag bag. So if you hear us on the show and I'm going to reply back to your email, send us your address and we will send something out. I signed up for Instagram today and I have an Instagram account and I have it on my phone now. So I get to discover what it is.
Yep. It's coming into the century finally.
Well,
I got the notification on my phone. I was like, Ed's on Instagram. Trumpets going off.
See, now here we go. It's automatically what's the anticipation? Like, do I have to post something now since I have followers already? So I'm going to wait and see how it goes. However,
the beauty of a new Instagram account, though, is that you get to make it whatever you want. So I'm excited to see what you do with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I have to even figure out, what you're even just talking about now. but we'll take a look at that later. However, Morgan, what's our the Disney nerds have something to do with Instagram, though, don't we?
Yes, we have our own Instagram page. It is the Disney Nerds Podcast on Instagram. So you just search for the Disney Nerds Podcast. You'll find us. Got our logo as our profile picture. And what's cool is we are doing hashtag days every single day. I post a picture from one of us or one of our followers or one of our listeners for a theme that I have for every single day.
Oh, that's so cool. So now I know what you've been asking for pictures for.
Yes.
Very cool.
I just like seeing everybody's pictures. So I figured I'd share it on Instagram with everybody else. Everybody else gets to join in on the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so fun because it brings community to what the Disney Nerds Podcast is all about anyway. So I love seeing the ones that you're posting and the different hashtags and the families, the different listeners and followers of the Disney Nerds Podcast, and seeing their like throwback Thursday pictures and stuff. It's a lot of fun. I love what you're doing with it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, the fans and the listeners, like when they send the pictures, which they can email them to my email, morgan@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, just seeing everybody's pictures, because everybody's got like ride pictures I'm getting and just family pictures with Mickey or Goofy or whoever. Those are just really awesome, and I can share them any day depending on what the hashtag is.
Mm-hmm.
What was today's hashtag? Today we're recording on Thursday, just in case you didn't know. But yep. What was today's hashtag?
Today we did Throwback Thursday, and actually I used one of Charlotte's pictures with her kids.
She did. It was from our very first trip, and when I saw it come across my screen, I went, oh, that's the one I have to send her, because it was just it was so fun, and my kids are so little then, and they're not little anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've been looking through pictures like that, too. It's amazing. Both Charlotte and I have girls graduating this year from high school, so yes. It's been pretty intense last couple weeks, and the next couple are going to be a little bit more intense.
Yeah, my daughter graduated last week, and we have college orientation in just a few more weeks. So,
wow, that's quick.
I know. It's like too fast. I'm not ready.
Put on the brakes. Slow down.
Slow it down.
Oh,
but that's
yeah.
Okay. As soon as she leaves, I'm going to Disney World.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. The first part of tonight's show, we'll talk about those movies that have already been announced, they've got a release date, and they're guaranteed to be out there. The second half, and it's going to be a little bit longer, are the, what do we want to call them? The movie ideas, the projects, the stories that Disney has purchased and has begun working on. As I kind of looked through the releases and I started seeing some of these other ideas, it was pretty cool because with a lot of the links provided, I was able to find different stories in the different, like, Hollywood, I guess, magazines. So Variety found out that a writer is now being attached to this story with the Disney company. Boom. It makes the list. There's going to be some pretty cool things we're going to talk about. And you know what? Out of the entire list of unannounced or unreleased announced movies, probably only about 10% might even become movies. But the cool thing is, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, we'll be hearing a storyline. It's like, oh, wow, didn't we discuss that way back when? So I hopefully hit a couple of those.
And I think a couple that we have that are already slated with the release dates are ones that we heard about several years back. And there was a lot of rumor and speculation. And as we go down the list, I know one is going to pop out for a lot of people. On there was a lot of rumor and speculation on, are they actually going to do that movie? The original is a classic. How are they going to update that? So, yes, we heard about it 3 years, 4 years ago, and now it will be released this year. So,
right. Right. I kind of an idea what you're talking about there. But okay. So we're going to go in date order to start this out with. And then once we get past where we actually have dates, we'll probably be going alphabetical. Okay. So now the first one, and this is pretty cool because a lot of you might be out there watching it right now, but it's Solo, a Star Wars story being released today or tomorrow officially. So you guys are going to see this one?
Oh, yeah. I'll be seeing this.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to something good. Have you heard any? I heard some like back and forth different things about it. I don't care. I'm so looking forward to this.
I am the same. I've heard some back and forth. I had a lot of people that I know that actually went to a media preview for it that I couldn't attend. And some of them are loving it. Like, oh my gosh, I love this so much. And some of them are like, it's a nice accompaniment to the Star Wars saga. But it was not what you're always thinking about when you think about Star Wars.
Right. And I'm hoping it's a Rogue One type of just standalone movie. So looking forward to it. Have you ever seen the movie Fanboys? Kind of a side, but kind of a connected.
Not me.
No, not me.
Okay. It's a movie about these guys who, as the as Star Wars number one, the Jar Jar Binks opened up, they are going on a road trip to Skywalker Ranch out in California. So they kind of go cross country, kind of a goofy movie, but a great, great movie. Just saw it the other night. So it's kind of cool. I'm going to go see Solo now. Ties into it because it ends up with them going to see the movie at the end.
I think I'll have to find that and watch that. That sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, definitely worth it. You'll know some of the guys in it. It's a funny, funny movie. Okay, so we're moving on, and these come fast and furious. So it's pretty cool because we only have to wait till June 15th. And then what, again, Pixar had said they'd never do and seem to be doing left and right, we have The Incredibles 2 coming out. And this has been a great idea, movie, story. Everything I've seen about it is so cool. And the big thing is it's a big gender twist. Basically, dad is staying at home watching the kids, and mom's going out being a superhero.
Yeah, and I think that is really cool also because the era that this is set is not that when moms were going out doing that kind of stuff. Moms really were the ones that were staying home a lot, because if you look, this is set more like in the 60s and not current day. There's a couple of great articles about how the era, we never really know that it's that era. It doesn't tell us, you know, that it's 1963 or something like that, but by the cars, by the clothes, by some of the way, like the house architecture is and things like that, it's supposed to be mid-60s. So I love that mom is the one going out to save the world.
And that's so cool because I actually never would have thought about putting it like that with like a certain time period and everything like that. Because I mean, obviously, you know, we've all seen the first Incredibles, but I never paid attention to that it was set in a certain time period. So it's really cool to hear that and to know that.
My mind was blown.
Even saying that, though, I think Disney kind of still sacrifices true history, though, for the story. Brave would be my big example. Yes. There's no way she could have done a lot of that stuff in Brave, no matter how great she was as a woman and things like that. It might not have worked out as much, but it was an incredible story. It definitely let girls see what they can be. And I think that's fine. I have no issue with that. As far as like the history break and all, that's perfectly fine. However,
don't want to bust the bubble and, you know, the illusion that, you know, that couldn't have happened. You know, everyone's like, yes, that happened.
Well, Joan of Arc is out there. You never know. you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. I tell you, Elastigirl, she was a proven superhero in part one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a big stretch of imagination to see her taking over. Maybe a specific villain that she fought perhaps comes back, so she ends up taking the reins. I don't know. Right. We'll have to see.
I'm excited to see Mr. Incredible at home being Mr. Mom. Do you remember that old movie, Mr. Mom, right, with Michael Keaton?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there was a clip that I saw on TV for the commercial for Incredibles 2, and it, for some reason, it made me remember that movie so much. He was chasing the little one, and it just made me connect to that, and I laughed. I'm like, I can't wait to see this movie. That looks so funny to me.
Yeah, I hope they don't overdo Jack-Jack, but that looks like it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scenes with Jack-Jack in the trailer are really funny, and I like how they've got Frozone, like, looks like he came over to help. So, you know, I can't wait to watch that scene.
Yeah, it should be good. Okay, well, I tell you what, we're moving on now to July 6th, and we're going from the cartoon superheroes to the real-life superheroes with Ant-Man and the Wasp. And this has been expected. It was at the end of the credit scene, I guess, of Ant-Man. We saw the Wasp. We saw Hope, I guess, seeing her costume or talking about it or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, another one I'm looking forward to. And I really liked Ant-Man. I thought it was hilarious on top of being a great, great superhero movie. It's kind of like we have genres now of superhero movies. We have a comedy superhero movie. Deadpool's giving us R-rated, like, you know, incredibly gory superhero movies. And then you got actually the normal Marvel guys kind of in the middle there, kind of like almost vanilla.
Something for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. That's great. And this seems like...
Because you don't want to take, you know, the little kids to Deadpool, but you can take them to like Ant-Man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I kind of think they're going to have a couple more R-rated ones down the road that aren't Deadpool movies. That'd be very interesting. Can't wait for that. However, Ant-Man and the Wasp coming out 7/6, and I think basically they're going to kind of concentrate more on that quantum realm they were talking about, at least what I've seen so far, where they're going to be shrinking down small trying to find Hope's mom. Mm. Which I think they do since they have somebody cast to play her, so it's going to be interesting. Michelle Pfeiffer?
Oh, that'll be interesting.
I forget exactly who it was. But yeah, so, you know, there you go. Hope Van Dyne, I think, is the name. And I'm not sure why the name's different either. I don't know the storyline because we have Hank Pym, or Pym, and his daughter is Hope Van Dyne. And Janet Van Dyne is the wife. So I'm not sure why the difference in names. I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be a plot twist. I just like that the Wasp is a girl.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And she has powers that are different than Ant-Man, but they're probably comparable. I mean, she flies.
Yeah. Well, like, I watched the trailer, and one scene in the trailer, you know, Ant-Man actually says, okay, I go high, you go low. And she said, why would I go low? I have wings.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a lot of back and forth. It's going to be a funny movie. And his supporting cast is still there, too, I understand. The guys in the van... I can't wait to see how they use those guys too. I mean, the whole package is really good. Okay, so we're moving on.
That'll be great.
Okay, so we're moving on to August. And August 3rd, we're going to have the release of Christopher Robin. It's a live-action movie based on the author A.A. Milne and his creation of the Winnie the Pooh stories. So we're going to meet the real Christopher Robin. And based on what I've seen in the trailers, it seems like he is the inspiration for the Winnie the Pooh stories. I mean, did you guys pick that up?
Yes. Yeah.
I watched the trailer and I kind of, it felt a little almost like Hook-esque, you know, where, you know, Robin Williams is Peter Pan and he forgets he's mm-hmm. Peter Pan. It kind of looks the same thing. Like you've got Christopher Robin is a grown up, and in the 9-to-5 job, and then all of a sudden there's Winnie the Pooh, and it was like, I just really cool. I just like that little twist they're doing on it.
Yeah, they when I was at the Disney Social Media Mom Celebration in February, we got some extended previews of a couple of the movies that are coming out, and Christopher Robin was one of them. And at the end of this preview, there was not a dry eye in the room of like 300 bloggers. It was pretty amazing that at first, when I first heard about this movie, I was kind of like, what are they doing? How are they going to make Winnie the Pooh real, like to be live action? And after I saw this preview, I was like, can you keep playing, please? I want to see what happens. Ewan McGregor is Christopher Robin, and he's grown up, and he lives a very harried and hurried business life, and he has a wife and a daughter, and his daughter is kind of being ignored because he's so busy with work, and he's stressed. He's very stressed, and he has forgot to find joy in life and happiness, and Winnie the Pooh comes back to make him get there, and his daughter's involved with it, and you know, by the end, I believe we're going to have a happy family ending. There's going to be a journey to get there. And Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore and Tigger, everybody's going to be there to help him along. He's going to go back to the 100-acre wood to find him how to be a kid again, how to have joy in his heart. And honestly, I'm really looking forward to seeing the whole movie. I know I'll cry, but I'll laugh and smile too, and come out probably very feel good, because I think this is going to be a really feel good type movie. And I'm really excited that Jim Cummings, the original voice of Winnie the Pooh, is going to be Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that.
And I was curious about that when I watched the trailer, because, you know, you hear Pooh's voice and you see Pooh, and I'm like, that sounds exactly like, did they get an actor to, like, do the voice exactly, or is it the original? So that's awesome that it's the original actor doing the voice.
Yeah, it's, I think that this movie is really going to hit people in the right way. I am, you know, my youngest just graduated, but all three of my kids were very into Winnie the Pooh when they were little. And now I have a 4-year-old granddaughter who is also very into Winnie the Pooh. She loves her Winnie the Pooh toys. We watch Winnie the Pooh on television. So to see how this is becoming it's really multi-generational, and I think Disney is doing that a lot now, and it's just, I really like that.
Oh, sure. I'd love to see the revival of the afternoon cartoons that they used to have, Winnie the Pooh. They had good run, you know, in the 80s, 90s, too. I remember as a kid loving Winnie the Pooh. The kids and my brother and sister, we would kind of freak out whenever it came on. And the whole idea of the words on the page then kind of dribbling off into the story was great. We loved it every time. A lot of good memories. It kind of has a feel of a little bit Saving Mr. Banks in it, where, you know, it's kind of be flashbacks. It's a family situation. It's not what you might expect from Winnie the Pooh, perhaps, or from, like, Saving Mr. Banks. It wasn't exactly what we expected for Mary Poppins.
Right.
So looking forward to this one. Can't wait. Okay. So now we have a couple months to wait before our next movie, but November 2nd, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. So a Nutcracker story, getting ready for the holidays. This one, though, it seems like we have a heroine who gets taken to the Four Realms, another world where the Nutcracker story, I guess, comes to life. I haven't heard anything more about that than this.
I actually found the trailer on YouTube, because, you know, you can find everything on YouTube. And the trailer looks amazing. I mean, I remember, you know, Nutcracker as a kid. I don't think anybody doesn't have a Christmas memory that doesn't at least have the music from the Nutcracker, even if they don't know it. But the girl, Clara, and I'm probably going to get the names of everybody wrong, is Mackenzie Foy, which, if there's any Twilight fans, that is Renesmee.
Yes, okay. I knew who that was, and I could not figure out when I kept reading her name. I'm like, who is that? Okay.
And I mean, I watched the trailer, and you see her, and I'm like, I know that face. And of course, I read the details, and I see, I'm like, that's Renesmee from Twilight. It's their daughter. And so, I mean, that was cool to see. And then you've got Keira Knightley playing the Sugar Plum Fairy. So you've got this, like, great cast, and it's cool that they're going to take a turn, because I don't know if it's, I mean, I only know the Nutcracker, the ballet that, you know, you go and you watch the people on the stage, like the traditional Nutcracker. So I don't know if this is a story that was already there and nobody ever told this part of the story.
Or if they made it up for the movie.
Yeah.
Sure.
If Disney made this up, but it looks amazing.
Yeah, it really does. And Morgan Freeman's going to be in it. And I don't know anything that's a flop that has Morgan Freeman in it. So it's got to be good just because he's going to be there talking.
That sounds like fun. I hope that becomes a good enough movie that it becomes one of those like we watch every year type movies. You never know, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a nice way to celebrate, you know, the beginning of the holidays. And then go and see the Nutcracker with your family, because there's always someone in your family that's going to be doing a ballet recital or know someone that's doing something. And I think we go see it every single year. Mm-hmm. And so this would be a great way to kind of make it a couple of nights kind of thing to do.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Eventually bring it home once it gets on DVD. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I definitely see myself owning this and keeping it for Christmas time after watching that trailer.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Now, November, staying busy, getting ready for the holidays. We have on November 21st, the release of Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2. Can't wait for this. This is, I just was amazed when I heard the original announcement they were coming out with a part two, considering there was a lot of other movies they probably could have done first. And this one's great. And Ralph gets out of the arcade and makes it on the internet. So anything can happen.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. I love the Wreck-It Ralph movie in the beginning. The first one, just because of how many nods there are to classic things that I loved growing up.
Oh, sure.
The video games that I really loved. So I'm really excited to see how they bring that in to him going out into the internet now. Is Wreck-It Ralph going to take on Facebook? What's going on with that?
I don't know, but I was going to say, I bet we're going to hear an AOL like tone log on type of sound, or yes, we're definitely going to hear the modem sound when he gets out there somehow, or, you know, things like that. Be very cool.
Yeah.
And I definitely loved the first one. It actually made me wonder if there's still arcades like still out there in like real life that I could like go visit and just play arcade games all day. And I'm glad that they're doing Wreck-It Ralph sooner rather than later, because I think, you know, Disney's learned its lesson somewhat on waiting too long to do sequels if they're going to do a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Hit while it's hot. And Wreck-It Ralph, I could see coming to the parks, too, so you never know. I kind of think it's been in the parks for some reason. I just can't nail down where I've seen
it. You can meet Ralph.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
You've also got it on the projection show on the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Yep, so already there. Perfect for them. Okay, so now you have nothing better to do coming December, Christmas Day, Mary Poppins Returns.
Mm-hmm. And this is the one that I was talking about, us hearing about like 4 years ago. And especially in the Disney group, people were kind of going nuts. Like, that's never going to happen. No one is ever going to make a sequel to Mary Poppins. It's a classic. So I'm excited to see what happens, though. It looks like it's going to be really good.
Oh, no doubt. And they're kind of taking and they're kind of using, I guess, P.L. Travers has a bunch of other books that follows the nanny around Mary Poppins. So there's a 6-7 books that they have out there worth of story materials, and they're going to take advantage of that. We're going to see Michael, his sister Jane, as they're adults, and how they're getting through the Depression. Because I think it was turn of the century for Mary Poppins when it first came out. So
right,
an adult puts them into the 20s, 30s. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to hear how this is going to go. I'm going to definitely see it. I'm looking for the smiles of it. Does Mary come back and help everybody out?
I was just kind of just like Charlotte as far as, what are you doing to Mary Poppins? Why are you bringing her? You can't kind of like don't monkey with tradition kind of, right, kind of thought process on that. And I'm still on the fence because it is a classic. You know, I mean, I have memories with my grandmother associated with Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. So I'm still on the fence as far as how they're going to do it. I'm willing to see it and try to be open-minded. I just hope they don't, you know, they don't steer too far away from the fact and respect that this is a classic movie that people grew up with when they do the sequel.
Well, I think that's why they're going to stay away from that original story. Who was who got picked as Mary Poppins?
Emily Blunt.
Blunt, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. No, I'm looking forward to this.
And she can't fill the shoes of Julie Andrews, but I think that she can do a great version of her own Mary Poppins, who has gone 20 years into the future. Mm-hmm. So as long as we remember to not compare the two, because I think that unfortunately a lot of Disney diehard fans are going to do that. As long as we remember Julie and Emily are two different people, I think we'll be happy with this movie.
Oh, no doubt. And we also have another star in the movie, a non-Bert, who's going to be in it. I forget what his name is going to be, but it's Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is, as far as I know, this is his first movie since Hamilton. So it's going to be interesting to see how well he does on the screen.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yep. I'm not sure exactly his character. It does seem like a Bert character, a walk-around either singer or minstrel or something like that. But it's got to be good. I think it's going to be great. Okay, so we're moving on. We're through the holiday season, moving into March 8th, where we have the release of Captain Marvel, Shazam. You guys might not know this. When I was younger, they had Shazam as a Saturday morning, not cartoon, it was live action, where you had Captain Marvel, who was this kid, got alien powers, and he would just yell out Shazam, and he'd turn into the Superman-looking guy in a red suit.
Was that during the Sid and Marty Krofft hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. it was okay. I mean, I watched it all the time, so it had to be okay, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Now, here's the big twist. They are putting a girl as Captain Marvel. We have a girl pilot, Carol Danvers, who gets a dose of those alien powers and starts turning into Captain Marvel. The best thing, not the best thing, but I think another thing about this movie, and it kind of seals it being a Marvel movie, is we get to see Nick Fury with two eyes. So it's a flashback. So that's the other thing, too. This kind of takes place in the 90s. So it is kind of dated back. So I don't think you're going to see Captain Marvel down the road with any other Marvel movies. But what's cool is you see her at the beginning of Nick Fury's career in the whole Marvel and...
Okay. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never even heard of Captain Marvel until they announced the movie and a big deal that it was going to be a female. So I'm pretty excited about this. This looks like this would be a cool take on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can't Definitely. Wait. Okay, so now also in March, March 29th, we have the release of a live-action Dumbo movie. Now, this is going to be great. First of all, we got Tim Burton directing it. So, boom. Colin Farrell's going to be in it. Eva Green's going to be in it. Michael Keaton's going to be in it. Danny DeVito is going to be in it. So we got a lot of stars in there. And the way I understand it, Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito are kind of the shady guys, the circus owner and the somebody wants to make a lot of money. I'm not sure Colin Farrell's role. However, it looks like it's going to be great.
I may be the person who's a little worried about that, because to me, Tim Burton is a little scary. Like, a lot of the movies that Tim Burton does just have a dark twist to them, and this is a circus, so I'm really worried.
Well, don't forget the original Dumbo story, that the circus owner was kind of like out for the cash. I mean, he made Dumbo do things he didn't want to do. He had the elephants in their cages.
So
he was a shady guy to begin with. So
really
the Dumbo
dark.
Story, yeah, it was dark. Go back and look at the 41 version. You're crying because you got, you know, mom's chained up trying to like hug a little baby.
I mean, I weep like a baby when mm-hmm. I see that, and she's taken away from Dumbo. Like,
sure.
So that's why I'm so worried about this, because this will be live action. So you're going to feel even more of a connection to these elephants.
Oh, I think this is going to be great.
And see, I love Tim Burton. I love Tim Burton movies. I love Nightmare Before Christmas. I love, like, when these movies take this, like, dark, twisted turn, like what they did with the live action Alice and what they did with Oz. I love that. So, I mean, the only thing that concerns me is just how they're going to do Dumbo and the interactions and how they're turning this cartoon into a live action. My only concern. But you throw Tim Burton on it, I'm all over it.
I was thinking something like Jungle Book, perhaps, the way they did live action Jungle Book. But I don't know. Are they going to have a mouse running around with a, you know, costume on riding in Dumbo's hat?
That's what I'm wondering how they're going to do that.
I think they could go either way with that, make it a little bit more serious or make it a little bit more funny. We will see.
I'll definitely be seeing it, no matter how I feel
about it. No doubt. Okay, so now we're into April. April 19th, we have the release of Disney Nature's movie about penguins. It's next. People love penguins.
I love the Disney Nature movies.
Oh, sure.
I own a bunch of them. So I'm actually like excited about this. I love what they do every year, and I try to go see it. Cause usually that first week they try to, you know, all the proceeds go to Disney's conservation fund. I'm excited about this. Plus, my mom is obsessed with penguins, so I'm definitely taking her to this movie.
Oh, nice! Oh,
that's awesome.
What's cool about this is it kind of has a little handprint or a little fingerprint with Walt involved, because he was always into the big. He was always involved in the nature shows in the 50s and 60s. He was all over bringing that to the people. I can remember many, many Disney shows where we would have basically a documentary as the entire show. And you know what? It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Those were great. And I think that's one reason I do love the Disney Nature movie so much, is because they do link back to what Walt really loved to do. And I'm sad that they pulled... And I don't really know why they did it, but this year's Earth Day release of Disney Nature Dolphins got pulled. And I had been looking forward to seeing that, because we try and go to see that on Earth Day every year. We try to go to the Disney Nature movie every Earth Day. And so I hope that the Dolphins actually comes out on DVD or something so I can see it, because I was really looking forward to that one, because my daughter loves dolphins. So
that is weird they would pull it.
Me too. Dolphins are my favorite animal, so I was looking forward to it too, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it just disappeared. It was on the schedule and then it was gone.
We'll have to do a little research on that one.
Yeah.
Now May 3rd, 2019. Now these are all 2019s. Avengers 4 comes out. So the Infinity War continues. I haven't seen the first one yet, so I'm going to kind of not do too much about this one. I have some catching up to do, so that's one of the things on my list.
I have a lot of catching up to do on my movies, too, but I have not hated an Avengers movie yet, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm sure it's going to be great. it's cool it's coming out a year later, so it's coming out May 3rd, so they don't make you wait. And actually, it would be nice if it came out Christmas, to be honest with you, since it's already made. But they will have it out next year. And then I'm kind of looking down the list to see if we have any other Marvel mentions. Because as far as Marvel and picture movies go, they are pretty sealed-lipped about what they have down the road and story-like. So if we don't have a release date, we probably aren't going to hear much more about Marvel and Pixar as we continue on our list. However, we do have a bunch of other dates, so let's keep going. The next one, May 24th, is going to be the live-action version of Aladdin. Now, this one looks like it's going to be good. I'm not sure who the stars are playing Aladdin and Jasmine. Mina Masood is Aladdin, and Naomi Scott is Jasmine. However, the thing that does really stick out is Genie is going to be played by Will Smith.
That should be fun.
I think it's going to be. I'm really kind of interested to see how they're going to play him, though, as a live-action Genie. Now, and just to kind of hear... excuse me. And just to kind of see or... talk about that in that I've seen Disney do a play where they have Genie. The Disney Cruises has the one play they have. And they have a Genie character that is blue. He's blown up. He's got the Genie look to him from the cartoon. How are they going to do it for the movie? I'm really interested to see that. Will they play it up cartoonish? Or will he be just a Genie somehow?
Well, also you got to remember that there is an Aladdin on Broadway show out. And I don't think the character is blue. So it will be interesting to see that. But my only concern is, to me, because, I mean, this was, you know, in my eyes, the height of Disney animated movies was when, you know, Aladdin and Little Mermaid and all these, like, movies came out for me as a kid. Robin Williams is the genie to me.
Right, sure.
Mm-hmm. So yes. It's going to be very interesting to see Will Smith's take on it. I don't think he's going to do a bad job. He is a very good actor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be interesting to see his take on it. And I'm going to have to, like, just kind of train my brain not to compare Will Smith to how Robin Williams would have done it if he was still here with us.
Completely agree.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely looking forward to it. Okay, well, now here's another big one. Next June 21st, 2019, we have the release of Toy Story 4. Now, after Toy Story 3 ended, there was no way there was going to be another one. He's going to college. He dropped all his toys off to the little girl down the block. We're all crying our eyes out, loving how we had three incredible movies. However, it looks like we're going to continue on. And I don't think they're going to be kind of in continuum story time-wise. But, and all I could find about this one was the focus is going to be on Woody and his romance with Bo Peep. So, yeah, take that from there. Have you guys heard anything else about this one?
Nothing. It's been one of those that have really kept quite secret, I think. So are the toys now with the little girl that they got left with by Andy?
Some are with her. Some are still at the orphanage. Or not the orphanage, the daycare center.
The daycare center. So is taking place that, or is it going to be going back in time and Woody and Bo Peep?
Wow, good point. It could be.
Well, I would assume if they're going to focus on the romance, they would go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
But so I kind of think of this as kind of like how Star Wars has been doing these little like standalone prequels with Rogue One and Solo and all that. Kind of maybe are they trying to do that with Toy Story? But on the flip side, they ended Toy Story 3 like perfectly, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really need to? Continue that story.
Sure. And that's why kind of one of the stories could have been, well, now they're with the little girl, they're there for, because she's like 5 years old. So they're going to be there for a number of years before she gets quote unquote tired of them. So they're going to kind of settle down. Maybe that could be the story. But then, yeah, you're right. That's too much of a continuation from what 3 was. And the way this is reading, I don't think that's the case. It could be a flashback. Yeah, we'll see. Okay. So now moving on, July 5th, 2019. We're going to see Spider-Man Homecoming 2. Now, that's not the real title yet. That's what they're just giving it right now because it was Homecoming when it first came out. It's going to be after the Infinity Wars. So I guess it's no shock that Peter Parker survives because they are saying the story is taking place after the Infinity War. So, which I don't think we're ruining it for anybody since this is out there for everybody to read themselves.
Right.
So, okay, cool. Another Spider-Man movie. It'd be interesting to see which villains he brings out because that seems to be, for me, the big thing about the Spider-Man movies since they've been making so many of them. They keep pulling out the different villains he's faced, and it's great to see some new ones coming out. Like when they did the Rhino, that was great. Paul Giamatti did him. I forget which version it was in, but that was incredible. So we'll see. Guys have any interest in Spider-Man?
Meh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. Yeah.
Well, okay. I tell you what.
I'm not a superhero person much.
I haven't seen Homecoming, and I'm sure you know people will probably be like, how have you not seen it? it's just the one thing that not confuses me because I understand it's a business. Is there's so many other versions of Spider-Man? Like, which track are we supposed to be on with the Spider-Man story? Are we, you know?
Well, that's the thing. We're right on the Marvel track with Tony Stark. That's the best way to say it. The Iron Man hookup.
Yeah. So.
Which he was a big part. You didn't see the first one, but Tony Stark was like the other Marvel guy in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah. Well, I guess my opinion is, can't we focus on some of the other Marvel characters that haven't been so overly like put into movies like Spider-Man? Because you had Tobey Maguire,
mm-hmm.
Spider-Man. Well,
let me throw this out at you. Hang on. there's three main superheroes in the superhero genre, in my opinion. And based on the movies created by them, you really can't deny it. You've got Batman, who's had how many incarnations?
Too many.
Superman, the same thing. And the next to me, in my opinion, is the most popular superhero, just generally in the public, is then Spider-Man. So
I completely agree.
Do whatever you want with them. They're going to keep on making them because you had the TV show in the 70s, many cartoons. And then this is our third version of Spider-Man in the movies within 30 years. So.
Yeah, but what they keep doing with Spider-Man is they keep changing his age. You know, like he's graduated high school. Now he's back in high school. It's like.
Well, they all take.
Pick an age for him, man.
Well, they can't because they're different. Yeah, they're different timelines. I don't know how to explain that one. It's not like Star Wars where they have to play.
This is why I have fallen off of superheroes, because they're confusing me too much.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I get that. Okay. Let's move on to July 19th, 2019. This is 2 weeks later after Spider-Man comes out and you're all confused still. Well, this is going to lay it out for you. We have the live version of The Lion King. Now, the way this seems to me is it's going to be really just like Jungle Book, where it's going to be animals moving around talking, and the voices involved in this are pretty cool. We've got Donald Glover involved, Beyonce, James Earl Jones doing his role all over again as Mufasa.
Nice.
Seth Rogen is going to be in it, who I can only imagine one character Seth Rogen can play.
Yes.
Pumbaa. And then we got John Oliver.
Pumbaa.
We have John Oliver. So now John Oliver, I can only think of one character he can play in The Lion King.
Yeah, those would be great.
Right? So
he'll be playing the bird. I remember hearing the casting and think Seth Rogen is Pumbaa, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how can he not be? I didn't see, and I can't imagine, I want to see who's going to be Timon. Definitely looking forward to this. Jon Favreau is going to be directing it, so boom. He hasn't really done anything not good in the last couple decades. So looking forward to that one, too.
I think the scenery is going to be really nice in that one. I think it's going to be very visually appealing.
Mm-hmm. Like they're going to take the cartoon and just like totally flesh it out. So you'll have that big plateau in the beginning, but it's going to be incredibly jungle-like or plains-like. And definitely going to be fun. Okay, so moving on to the next release, August of 2019, we have, and this is kind of wild because I remember reading one of these books a while ago, and I never really picked up on it, but maybe it might be time to try again. The Artemis Fowl stories are going to be coming to the movies. Kenneth Branagh, who is a director, actor, and did a lot of things, he was Gilderoy Lockhart in the Harry Potter movies. And he's going to be bringing a cast of people to this movie. And Josh Gad is going to be in this one also. Not sure what he's going to play.
And did the live-action Cinderella, too.
Oh, okay. There you go. So he's definitely got the experience. He's got the know-how, and Disney trusts him. So this one, definitely going to be looking forward to it. Still can't figure out what Josh Gad is going to be. This is a totally serious type of movie. Don't remember there being too much humor going on in there. It's going to be interesting.
Well, so Josh Gad did play a serious role in the Orient Express. So he does have that range.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. Moving on to the next movie, which we're getting ready for the holiday season. So November 27th, we have the release. And you're waiting for it. I know you are. Frozen 2. We are back in Arendelle. And... it looks like it's going to pick up where the last one left off, and there's not that much more of a story going out there. I don't think anybody, or actually, let me say it this way. I think everyone's back except for Hans.
Oh, darn.
It can go anywhere, I guess.
Well, I think, like Morgan was talking about earlier, they may have waited too long to follow up with a sequel for this. Because, yes, it was huge for a while, and we got the new ride in Epcot based on Frozen, and just Frozen was in our face for so long that we kind of all got a little sick of it.
Did we? No way. No, never, never.
And I feel like it's still in our face.
Yeah, it is still in our face. Elsa's still everywhere.
No, Frozen was a great thing. The movie was incredible. A lot of people connected with it. You're right. They maybe took a little long to get the movie, but I don't think it's going to matter. This is going to come out. It's going to be like no big deal. Didn't they have a Christmas movie already and maybe another type of movie between this?
They had a
direct
short
release. Okay, that's right. That's right. It was before the other movie. Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Before Coco.
Yep. Okay. Now we have one more release, and this one is kind of slated for March of 2020. This is the last one we have a date for, but this one is probably one of the better ones, I think. We're going to get another live action, and this live action is going to be a remake of Mulan. So now, how cool is that going to be? Now, they have Liu Yifei. I definitely am not pronouncing that right as Mulan, but the emperor is going to be Jet Li. So
that'll be awesome.
That will be pretty cool.
And I think this will be another one of those live actions that is just going to be so visually beautiful. Like, they're, you know, there's different parts in the animated movie where you're going over the China country, the countryside of China, and seeing the Great Wall and things like that, and the beautiful Imperial Palace. Right. I think that for this live action, it's just going to be even better. It's going to be so beautiful. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I agree. Mulan is another one of the movies that, you know, came out when I was growing up. So to see it in a live action is going to be really cool. Totally agree. Like, as far as the background is going to be amazing. It's going to be like Mulan went to Soarin' or something, you know?
Yeah.
I hope they actually do it musical-like, so they're actually singing the songs. That would be so cool. I can't wait to see the scene where we meet Mushu. I think that seeing our ancestors will be a pretty fun scene, too.
Well, another thing that I'm interested about is I was on IMDb, and they have an actor cast as Mulan's sister.
Oh.
How about that? That's out of nowhere. Wow. The story could go anywhere then. We've only got 2 years to wait, so hopefully not too long.
They're probably done filming it, though.
True. True. I guess so. With a solid date like that, how can they not be? Although it is kind of far out there.
Well, Aladdin wrapped in this past January, and it doesn't come out for another year.
I'm sure there's a lot of post-production they do on these movies. So much special effects going on. Okay, so what we're going to talk about are some of the projects Disney has on their plate. Again, we don't have actual release dates. What we have are kind of contracts written or signed. We have ideas thrown out there. Anything that we've seen coming up down the road, we're going to talk about. Now, we did go pretty long with our first parts. We're only going to do a couple of these, but I guarantee we're going to come back with a part two to this type of show, because there's probably about 50 ideas that are out there. So we're going to throw you a couple of the B's and C ideas, because we went alphabetical here. Hang on. Excuse me. Okay. So the first movie idea we're going to start out with is a movie called Beached. Now, the idea about this one, and it is a little kind of far-fetched, but a four-year-old girl falls overboard and is raised by whales. When she gets to, about 25 years old, she gets washed ashore and later becomes an Olympic swimmer. I'm like, wow, how perfect is that? But again, you can kind of see where this is the ideas that they're starting with, and then they're probably going to mold it a little bit before we get to the movie stage. But that's a super cool idea. A little unfair, but pretty cool.
Is it a cartoon? Is it a live-action movie?
It doesn't say. But that would be cool either way. That would be incredible action, live action. But I think more than likely it would be a cartoon. And again, how does she swim at the bottom of whales?
Yeah, I'm sorry. How is she raised by whales?
But she maybe rides the whales.
Is she got gills?
No. And neither do whales. So let's not get any email about that. So that's fine.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Okay. So that'll be interesting to see. Hopefully that comes out. The next one we have on this list is a remake of the movie that Disney came out with, and the only thing that kept this movie from becoming an incredible movie that would have won Oscar after Oscar was Star Wars, because the black hole came out the same year Star Wars did, and nobody knew about it. Go figure.
It's true.
But I love the movie. I can't not watch it if it comes on TV. So the idea is they're going to be doing a remake of it. And even though the movie itself was kind of dark and philosophical, then supposedly it's going to follow the same route this time. So we'll see.
I think that it's going to be a great movie to modernize with the new technology that we have. Mm-hmm. Even if they're sticking with the same storyline, I think that they can't go wrong with it. It just, you know, sometimes you go back and look at it and you're like, yeah, it's a little cheesy. because
the special effects were cheesy
in the 70s. Exactly. So I think with everything that they've got with computer, you know, all photography and animation and, mm-hmm. and all the different techniques that they have available to them now, it's just going to make this great story even better.
Oh yeah. No, no doubt. No doubt.
I agree.
Now, I tell you what, there is a whole, like I said, that philosophical question. I could be a black hole nerd too, but the whole story at the end of Machine Over Man and how the captain of the bad guy ends up inside his robot, and as they go through the wormhole and yada yada. Okay, hopefully they'll answer those questions.
Well, now you just ruined the ending for me. Gosh.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't, because you're heroes. You don't know what happens to them. And they have two of the best robots, I think, in movies altogether. They have Vincent and they have Bob. And Vincent is an incredible... He could match R2-D2 as far as usefulness, plus he speaks English. So it's just mm-hmm. He's a good all the way around. Okay, so we're moving on. This next movie idea, I think, is incredible. If you guys have ever seen Scrubs, or there are other TV shows that use this premise, but the name of it's called Bob the Musical. Now, the idea is, and this is actually Tom Cruise being mentioned in this movie, he's a regular guy that, after getting hit in the head, starts hearing everyone's inner songs. And then the whole movie basically turns into a musical. So on the Scrubs show, the one time the girl had hit her head, so everybody in the show was singing at her.
Yes,
the entire
show. That episode.
And it was very, very cool. I could see this happening, and I could see Tom Cruise being that guy hearing it.
That could be great. That could be a great, fun movie.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to watch Tom Cruise sing, though.
Well, I don't think he's singing. I think he's the guy dealing with everybody else singing or hearing everybody right. else's song. So he's going to be like the I don't know what's going on guy for the most part of the movie.
He's like, why is everybody singing guy?
He's going to be the guy from what was the Amy Adams movie with the princess? So McDreamy was in it. He was like, what the hell is happening? He's going to play that type of character.
Oh, and Enchanted.
Right. So yeah, that's where I think
I
it's going to go.
I can see him doing that. But yeah, if he breaks out the song, I don't know about that.
Yeah, no. Mm.
Okay, so now next we saw there's going to be a Brave sequel. No story. I couldn't find anything about it. But there is going to be a Brave sequel out there. Or at least they're working on it. The next one is a pretty cool idea too. Brooklyn Family Robinson. Now again, early titles and stuff like that. But it's a Steve Carell movie. He's producing it and starring in it. And it's going to be the Swiss Family Robinson vibe, except it's a family from Brooklyn who moves to an island. So remember old 60s, early 70s Disney movies? You might have had maybe some family doing something weird like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I can totally say it.
I love the Swiss Carell. Family Robinson movie. I used to watch it a lot. So
oh, sure.
This will be a new way to pull kids into that old tale.
Well, hopefully. Steve Carell's hilarious. So, yeah, how can it not work? So we'll do one more for tonight. And then, like I said, we'll definitely come back with another one. Or maybe we'll do two more, because I think this next one's good, too. Okay. So the next one I have on the list is Captain Nemo. Okay, 20,000 Leagues. We've got so many different references to that. And the based on Nemo from the Jules Verne story, the main character, they're going to take, a flashback of what happened to him. Why did he end up with a submarine going around putting holes through ships? Mm-hmm. Could be a really, really good story. Definitely has history in the Disney company, 20,000 Leagues and all. I'm looking forward to that one.
That one would be cool, especially with the ride and everything. Everybody's nostalgic about that ride when it was around, even though now it's still at Disneyland. But yeah, I'd be really excited about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the last one we'll talk about tonight, Castle Hangnail. This is an Ellen DeGeneres produced project, and it's an animated feature about a 12-year-old girl who goes to a castle to fill a vacancy for an evil witch. It seems like the castle itself is going to be closed down by the Board of Magic. So it kind of has that little Harry Potter, like there's a structure to the magic and witches and such like that. So she would be the witch for the castle, and I could see where the story would kind of go around from there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I could even see them kind of doing a Wizards of Waverly Place, how Selena Gomez's witch character was sarcastic, because you got Ellen DeGeneres, so there's going to be some comedy element in it, I would think.
Yeah.
So I could even see them kind of doing a, throwing some of that element in it too, which should be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know what? I can't stop. Two more. Real quick ones. Charles Darwin. It's going to be an adventure film based on and around Charles Darwin. You know he's going to be on the Beagle. You know he's going to be going island to island. He's going to be forcing his theories and things like that. I could see it probably being live action, but you never know. And the last one we're going to talk about tonight, because I really like these two guys, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. They're going to be coming to the big screen in their full-length movie. I think that's going to be great.
That'll be great.
Oh, that would be so cool. I remember watching those cartoons after school. Mm-hmm. So that would be awesome.
Yep. Yep. So definitely looking forward to that. Okay. Well, I tell you what, we only hit the C's and we have the rest of the alphabet to do. And we are going to come back down the road and finish this up. I think we're going to have to wait until we see a couple more movies, though, ourselves recently or ourselves coming up. But maybe we'll say maybe a month or two, we'll come back and revisit this. Hopefully some of these projects might even have some updates and maybe even some release dates.
That'd be great, because there are a few on the list that I'm like, what? What is that? I'm intrigued. So
yeah, I got to come back for that. Keep your fingers crossed. Hope they make it a movie. Hope they make it a movie.
Exactly.
Definitely. Okay, guys. Well, let us know what you think. What movie are you really looking forward to? Or better yet, what ideas do you think that are out there Disney can kind of put together and put together a movie about? You know what, Jimmy? Come on in and tell us about how they can get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Thanks, Jimmy. That was great. Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 238 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Thanks a lot for coming along with us, and thanks for coming back and listening to the show. We really do appreciate you guys out there. Without you out there listening to the show, there's really no reason to do it. We love that. Okay, so for Charlotte and for Morgan, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Just keep swimming.
Have a magical day.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token.